The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 8778-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
What is good, everybody? Welcome to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff, brought to you by DraftKings. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. It is Friday, June 3rd, 2022. We're going to kick off your day with the biggest stories in the NFL. But before we do, we remind you that DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That is code SBNNFL only at DraftKings. We begin with some big retirements around the NFL. We'll start with Frank Gore, who signed a one-day contract with the 49ers and retired after an incredible 16-year career with five different teams. Gore walks away third on the all-time rushing list with exactly 16,000 yards. He made five Pro Bowls, has the most career games at running back, and was a member of the All-2010s team. He has spoken to the 49ers about a possible future in the personnel department. Also, the Niners are saying goodbye to center Alex Mack. The seven-time Pro Bowler has also spent time with the Browns and Falcons. Before officially retiring, he did rework his contract to save the team some salary cap room on his way out the door, which they then used to sign their entire 2022 draft class. More retirement news. Former Rams, Bengals, Bills, Titans, Texans, Jets, Buccaneers, Dolphins, and Commanders quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick is also calling it a career. He hasn't made a formal announcement, but he texted teammates a message with a very long list of names of guys he played with, along with the words, "Forever grateful for the magical ride." The 39-year-old Fitzpatrick ends his career with almost 35,000 passing yards, ahead of guys like Phil Simms, Steve Young, and Kurt Warner. And according to NFL Network's Ian Rappaport, Fitzpatrick is in talks with Amazon for a key role this season. Some quick hitters for you now. Speaking of retirements, Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers said he thinks about retiring, quote, all the time. Speaking after the Match golf event on Wednesday night, Rodgers said, "When you commit, you're 100%, but the older you get, the interest change and the grind, I think, wears on you a little more. The football part is the easy part. That's the joy. It's the other stuff that wears on you and makes you think about life after football. I can definitely see the end coming." Rodgers is going to have to play this year without Devontae Adams, of course, after the receiver was traded to Las Vegas. David Carr, brother of Raiders quarterback Derek Carr, told Rich Eisen yesterday that the Raiders have actually been trying to get that deal done for a long time. Quote, "It's something they've tried to make happen for 5 years now, since Devontae signed his contract extension several years ago with the Packers. Derek was pushing to get him there. A couple of years ago, they were really close to making that happen." In New York, the Jets announced that Darrelle Revis, Nick Mangold, and DeBrickashaw Ferguson will all be added to the team's Ring of Honor this season. In Miami, quarterback Tua Tagovailoa has heard the questions about his arm strength, and he wasn't having it.
You know, for me, it's just zone that out. I mean, we come out to practice, everyone else, Twitter warriors, you know, keyboard warriors, whatever you want to call them, you know, they're not out here practicing with us working hard. So I don't know if you guys recorded that last one to Tyreek, but I don't know about you, but that looked like money.
In Baltimore, the Ravens announced the signing of 25th overall pick Tyler Linderbaum yesterday. He's the third of the team's draft picks to sign. Eight others, including the 14th overall pick Kyle Hamilton, remain unsigned. Chiefs left tackle Orlando Brown has signed with an agent as he tries to work out a long-term deal with the team. And finally, in sports media news, Andrew Marchand of the New York Post is reporting that former Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett is a candidate to replace Drew Brees on both Notre Dame football games and football night in America. That is the latest news in the world of the NFL on Friday, June 3rd, 2022. Follow the SB Nation NFL show so you don't miss an episode. And if you like what you hear, as always, leave us a 5-star rating and a review as well. Enjoy your Friday and your weekend, everybody. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. We'll talk on Monday.